Bitcoin in transition, inflows, meet leverage, and early selling Glassnode described Bitcoin's market as in transition on September 1, 2026, pointing to a split picture. Institutional money is still flowing in, but rising leverage and early signs of profit-taking by short-term holders are building underneath the price. The read was shared by CoinMarketCap and reflects the on-chain analytics firm's latest look at market structure. Bitcoin traded at $78,138 as of September 1, 2026, up 1.28% over 24 hours and roughly flat on the week, down 0.15% over 7 days, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The fear and greed index sat at 74 in greed territory, a level that often coincides with the kind of crowded positioning Glassnode is flagging. Three forces pulling against each other. The core of the in-transition call is that Bitcoin is being pushed by signals that do not agree. On one side, institutional inflows remain a real bid. Spot ETF demand and treasury buyers have been the structural story of this cycle, and that hasn't reversed. On the other side, leverage has climbed. When open interest and funding rates run hot while price stalls, it means traders are paying up to stay long into a market that isn't rewarding them yet. That combination raises the odds of a sharp move in either direction as positions get flushed. The third signal is the quiet one: early distribution from short-term holders. Glassnode's framing suggests some wallets that bought recently are starting to realize gains rather than hold. On its own, that is normal. Layered on top of stretched leverage, it removes buyers from the order book at the same moment forced selling could hit. None of these three is dominant yet. That is what a transition looks like on-chain. No clean trend, just competing pressures waiting for one to win. Greed at 74 is the part to watch of fear, and greed reading of 74 is not extreme, but it matters in context. Sentiment sits in greed while price is flat week over week. Optimism without follow-through in the spot price is the setup that leverage feeds on. If funding stays elevated and price keeps failing to break higher, the market becomes top-heavy, and a modest dip can cascade as leverage longs get liquidated. The counterweight is that structural inflows can absorb a lot. If ETF and treasury buying keeps showing up on down days, a leverage flush becomes a reset rather than a trend change. That is the tension Glassnode is naming, and it is why a single day's price move tells you very little right now. Reading the rest of the majors. The broader board mirrored the caution as of September 1, 2026. Ether traded at $2,471, up 2.912% on the day, but down 0.33% on the week. BNB was $692.25, XRP sat at 138, down 7.02% over 7 days, the weakest of the majors. And Solana held 103.19, up 2.66% on the week, and the only large cap showing real weekly strength. The pattern is consistent with Glassnode's read. Daily green, weekly chop, no decisive breakout. Money is present but not aggressive, and the spread between a strong day and a weak week is where indecision lives. Positioning notes for spenders. For anyone using a crypto card, funded by a volatile balance, a transition market is a reminder that the number backing your spending can swing on any leverage flush. Cards that draw directly from BTC or ETH inherit that day-to-day risk at the point of sale. One practical hedge is keeping the spending balance in a stablecoin-funded card so a sudden drawdown doesn't shrink what you can actually spend this week. The same logic applies to any card that requires holding or staking a native token for its rewards tier. If leverage unwinds and prices drop, the token backing your cashback rate can fall faster than the rewards make up for. Break-even math on those programs gets worse in exactly the conditions Glassnode is describing. This is market structure analysis, not financial advice. Nobody trades an on-chain read directly. The value is in knowing which signals are in conflict, so a sharp move doesn't look like a surprise.